been harboring a vague premonition that something dark and momentous lay in his future. One day in the late 1940s, he had picked up a copy of Henry James' short story, The Beast in the Jungle, a tale of obsession, tormented egotism, and existential foreboding. Utterly transfixed by the story, Oppenheimer immediately called up Herb Marx. He was very anxious that Herb read it, recalled Marx's widow, Anne Wilson Marx. James' central character, John Marcher, encounters a woman he met many years earlier, and she recalls his having confided in her that he was haunted by a premonition. You said you had had from your earliest time, as the deepest thing within you, the sense of being kept for something rare and strange, possibly prodigious and terrible, that was sooner or later to happen to you, that you had in your bones the foreboding and the conviction of, and that would perhaps overwhelm you. Marcher confesses that whatever it is, the event hasn't happened yet. It hasn't yet come. Only, you know, it isn't anything I'm to do, to achieve in the world, to be distinguished or admired for. I'm not such an ass as that. When the woman asks, it's to be something you are merely to suffer? Marcher replies, well, say to wait for, to have to meet, to face, to see suddenly break out in my life, possibly destroying all further consciousness, possibly annihilating me, possibly, on the other hand, only altering everything, striking at the root of all my world and leaving me to the consequences. Since Hiroshima, Oppenheimer had lived with just such a peculiar sense that someday his own beast in the jungle would emerge to alter his existence. For some years now, he had known that he was a hunted man. And if there was a beast in the jungle waiting for him, it was Lewis Strauss.